time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jackie Hobson. She is the Market Outreach and Public Affairs Specialist for the Small Business Administration in the state of Utah. And we've got Small Business Saturday coming up. You know, everybody talks about Black Friday and the deals and things that people can get. But you know what? In a rural setting such as we're in, small businesses are really the backbone of our community. And so we're going to talk about, you know, Small Business Saturday, what, how long it's been around, and really what it's intended and entails, and why we have this. So, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be on with you.
So let's talk about Small Business Saturday. This is something that came about, you were saying, about 12 years. Is this the 12th year of it?
Yep, this is the 12th year that the SBA has co-sponsored the day with American Express.
And what are you trying to do with Small Business Saturday?
Yeah, it's just we want to focus on those local communities, those small shops, make sure that they are able to grab some of that holiday shopping. We've switched so much, right, over the last 15 years to online shopping that we don't want to forget those traditions that we started years ago with the windows and the Christmas displays at our local shops, really, and really just supporting them. That's what it's about.
Right. Because like I said, everybody hears about Black Friday and then there's Cyber Monday. And you know, it's shifting, like as you were saying, it's kind of shifted to online shopping and big box retailers and things like that. But, you know, small businesses do so much for communities, especially in a rural areas. What are some of the benefits to shopping at a small business in your area?
Well, those local owners, right, they're also employing your neighbors. Maybe a lot of times they're just employing themselves, but their income is also supporting your local economy as well. As they make money, they're going to put it back in your economy, which is good. You see the direct impact of what your shopping does when you keep these stores open. So, I mean, in Utah, we have over 300,000 small businesses. A lot of those are in rural areas. And two out of three employees are actually employed by a small business in Utah. So it's a huge number of our neighbors that are employed.
And the other great thing about it is it always seems like if you're, and I don't know if what your experience is, but with me, you know, if you're looking for something unique, small businesses are definitely a way to go because they have such a wide variety of things that they can get. You know, if you go to a store, like a big box retailer or something like that, chances are, especially if you're like buying an article of clothing, 20 other people are going to be having that article of clothing. Maybe not so much if you shop a small business or just something different or something, you know, just a unique gift idea. And that's really when I think of small businesses in the area, when I'm looking for something unique, that's really where I go. Is that kind of another niche that small businesses fill?
For sure. I think they feel that uniqueness. They feel that personal touch. A lot of times you can go to a small business and they'll customize something right there for you versus, like you said, just everybody can get this gift right for Christmas. So the uniqueness, I think the local piece of building that relationship. I know a lot of times when you go in, you're talking to the owner themselves. And I used to actually be a business owner too, and that's important, right? That connection, and them actually caring directly for you and who you're giving that gift to. I think that's a fun piece of the holiday spirit that you don't want to miss out on.
And that's, you know, once again, you go back to that and you're saying, you know, if you're purchasing it at a small local business, something like that, 9 times out of 10, the person you're buying it from is going to know the person you're buying it for.
Yeah.
And there is that connection and that personal connection with small businesses and the like. So get out and you know support your small businesses. The other thing is too, we keep hearing that, you know, there might be supply problems and things like that this year. You may not run into that with a small business, would you?
I think it's going to be a different way, right? Like the supply chain is hurting for small businesses as well. But you're going to see what they actually have there, right? So it's not like you're shopping online and then you get an email a couple weeks later, and then you have to scramble for a gift, right? So
right.
The business owners might be struggling with their supply chain, but what they have in their store is already in their store. So you're not going to maybe see their struggles, and you're actually going to know what you're getting, and you're going to be sure to have it on time, which is really important during the holidays.
Right. And so, what you're saying is what they have.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait. And yeah, like you said, hopefully you don't get that email 2 days before you needed it saying, well, it's not coming. So that's another great reason to shop at Small Business. Now, do you guys have a website or something that people can go look at to see the benefits of small businesses and those kinds of things?
Of course, you can go SBA.gov and search Small Business Saturday.
All right, Jackie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it. And yeah, get out and shop local this year and enjoy it. And you know what? Go and support your local businesses on Small Business Saturday. Jackie, once again, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, of course.
We've been speaking with Jackie Hobson. She is the Marketing Outreach and Public Affairs Director for the Small Business Administration here in the state of Utah. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.